Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. My name is Sinetra Nankarays, and I am hosting this morning for Amina Ray's Broadcasting. We always start off in the name of the Supreme Being, in the name of the Creator, and in the name of the one true living God, Amen. In the name and in the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, the Amen, God family of beings, we live, we breathe, we move, and we have our beings, and we are free. I'd like to say, welcome to Amina Ray's Broadcasting. Thank you so very much for tuning in this morning. Today's broadcast, The Last Man Standing, Amen. Amen is the name of the superior race of beings who are evolving in the face of all mankind today. The one true living God family of beings whose name means hidden and who are making our evolved rise to ascendancy, future. We are waking up to the knowledge of ourselves, and we are very so much aware of those things that are happening that are not necessarily quite known to those who have not come to awaken to the day and the time that we are living in. There is a message that has been hidden from us, but at the same time, it has been hidden from us in plain sight. And that message is none other than the message that we are living in the day and we are living in the time that the Amen God family beings, are making themselves known to their direct bloodline. They're making themselves known to their source of who it is, of why we and all that we see around us have come to be. So it is with great honor and with great pleasure that I come before you and I share what messages that have been and are being transmitted to me. It is very, very important in the time that we are living in today to acknowledge the fact that there have been many wicked lies told, and there have been much in the way of truth that has been hidden. And the greatest deception of these things would be that we have not known. We have not known who it is that we are as a person and or people and or a race of beings, whether we are of the direct bloodline of Amen, the all women and the all men who do have a place in the future, based upon the future generations that are being birthed onto the planet today, that will be ever so continuously evolving into the greatness that this physical body, mind, and soul can become. So here it is today, The topic for discussion is the last man standing. Amen. Now I'm going to get loosened up a little bit. Today is the first day that I have come back to the Amina Rays broadcasting, and I am extremely ecstatic to be here on the broadcast, live, energized, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get back into doing that which I know I have been undoubtedly commissioned to do, which is bring forth messages that are not just education. They're not just messages either. They are a higher mind food. You know how they have that series of books? It's called Chicken Soup, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, this is what we hope that the Amina Rays broadcast will be for its listeners now and on into the future. We hope it will be not chicken soup, but an electrifying message for the mind, the body, and the soul of the almond beings, because that is it, that is simply who it is that we are after awakening today. It is not so much as important those who do not have an ear for listening, nor do they have an eye for seeing properly and seeing through the illusions that this matrix has created for the beings that are here present on this earth. The reason why I chose Amen, the last man standing, is because I received a telepathic message as I was out and about choosing some material to go through as a pastime. It is a good thing to not just listen and see things with a mind that is being programmed with a unawareness. And an unawareness as to what it is that you are receiving and what is becoming you. Anything that you receive by way of your mouth, anything that you hear by way of your ears and your listening, anything that you experience by way of your touch, by way of your fingertips caressing and holding things. And I know that sounds sexual. You know, why does a touch have to be associated with a caress? Well, why not? Something up and you can hold it, or you could touch something with an intent to send those electrical sparks of energy. Or you can touch something with an intent to transfer energy that is not a positive energy. It can be a negative energy. It can be both. It is just simply a transference as well as a receiving. Now, mind you, I know, you know, the name of the title, once again, the episode, it relates to the last man standing, Amen. And I did get off of the topic a little bit, so let us come back. I was in a store and I was in the mood to purchase some learning materials. I called you know, things as they are, as I relate to what I want them to be in my life. So if I'm choosing a movie, it's going to be learning material for me. One moment while I take a sip of water. So, in my choice of movie for that particular day, I came across the movie. This movie was called X-Men, The Last Stand. And I purchased those movies. The reason why I said those, because there were two X-Men movies. I have the series. I should have just about all of them right now. So at that particular time, I purchased two. I purchased X-Men, The Last Stand, and I also purchased Men, First Class. Now, mind you, we must be very, very, very aware as it relates to particular movies that they are utilizing to convey a message that they want you to receive. They are trying to transfer something into your mind that they would like to have take hold in your psyche. So whatever the case may be, let's go over a couple of series that have, you know, had relevance over the last 10 years, okay? So what we have is of course, and not to mention the continuous, you know, series that you will find on the local, you know, national broadcasting level, you know, your regular TV sitcoms that come on day in, I mean, you know, one day, you know, the same time next week, and then you know that they make it available to you where you can get old TV series and you can watch them. You could do them in a marathon if you want. If you miss a season and it's a popular TV series, they will have it available for you where you can sit down and you can, you know, waste your whole day watching one series of a particular TV series at a time. And then they also have those ones that are available as TV box sets. You can go and get the series out of the local store, and you can watch not only the first episodes, but you can season of episodes, but the second and the third and the fourth, and however long they gave that particular TV series a run. Some of the most popular that I can think of have been the Star Wars series. Then we had the very, very interesting, the Star Wars series, as it relates to how they began at the end and then they had to go back at during the later series and tell you how they got to where they were maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. I'm not quite sure of the Star, you know, of the Starline saga, but in that particular movie series, you will be able to see that they had a last stand and there was a last man standing. Aha, see, you thought I wasn't going to bring it back around to where I started, but yes, I did. Okay, now, not only did you have the Star Wars, but you also had The Hobbit. You also had the Harry Potter. You had, of course, you know, the infamous Matrix. You also have here today the Insurgents and, you know, the Hunger Games. With the Insurgents, you started off with the Divergent, and with the Hunger Games, it's now up to Mockingjay. But, you know, even though they have changed the names, they are still a part of the same series. And there is a constant, recurring theme in all of these different sagas that comes to there is a last stand for someone, and then there is also a last man standing. Now, in these series, they generally always kick off a last stand as it relates to a revolution, you know, the downtrodden or the lied to or the have-nots against the haves or good against bad, you know, evil, you know, virtuous, the virtuous, righteous people. There's always some form of dichotomy, a polarity here amongst the series. Always the same recurring thing. They have failed to keep it real as it relates to the truth of who it is that the polarity is really all about. The polarity, in most cases, will generally be whoever it is that is in power at that particular time versus those who have no power. One of my favorite characters that I have had a tendency in the past to quote from often, evil bastard, as such that he is, in The Matrix, would be the Merovingian, because in him, he expresses the truth, raw and cut. He says, or he speaks to the fact that choice is an illusion, that is presented to those who have power. My apologies. Those who do not have power by those who do have power. So they present to you what you think is that you are making when you think that you have a choice. And here it is that I am laying groundwork for what I will be going into as it relates to the last man standing almond. The almond, God family of being, were the original ruler, the original creator, the original builders, and also the original destroyers of all things that we see as it relates to this heaven and this earth. And even though we may not be totally aware of what the phrase, the universal law, one of the universal laws, as it relates to as above, so below, heaven and earth, or you could take earth out and say heaven and hell, are nothing but two conditions of the mind. If you know who you are and who the one true supreme being, creator, originator of the heavens and the earth is, you are in heaven. And not to know is definitely being in a state of hell. Make no doubt about it. That is the truth. And that is the absolute correct truth. Heaven and hell are two conditions of the mind. The Almond God family of beings who came here and who seed it. Let's get a visual picture in our mind, men and women. Seeding is when you take the beginning of something, and you put it in a environment where it can be nurtured and where it can fight the odds of coming into the fruition of the evolution of what it can ultimately become. Now, I spoke of in the particular movies where every last one of those series of movies that I talked about, everything is about revolution and revolution and revolution. If you pay very, very close attention, even in The Matrix, the series is called Revolution. For some reason, they would figure out how to throw a tagline in there as it relates to revolution. And if you are really, really paying very, very close attention, you will see that they will also throw a tagline in there as it relates to evolution as well. Now, going back to the Amen, God family of beings, as it relates to the last man standing, they will, for the most part, in a lot of cases, in like one of my favorite movies, which is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Check it out. Really, really, check it out. Because in that, you see where it is that the different races of the quote-unquote who have gone through their evolution are all, you know, moving about in their perspective roles and in their purpose. Because the purpose is what it is that is the most important thing. Number one, you have to know who and what you are. What is your potential? What is your highest potential for who it is that you have come to know? And how do you relate to, you know, how do you relate to yourself in the world? I have painted the picture for the majority of this broadcast as it relates to Amen, the last man standing, or, you know, those beings who have taken a last stand. But in the end, when it comes to Amen, the last man standing, there is no doubt about the fact that the name Amen has been standing because each and every religion and in each and every, spiritual practice, the name Amen has been the name that has been revered. That name has been echoed from the time that the Amen God beings seeded the first men and women, their direct bloodline here on this planet. And it will be the Amen God family of beings who will be the last man standing in the end, irregardless of all those creatures, created beings, humankind, mankind, who have come to be, and, you know, we could say evolved, you know, as they try to say, you know, those persons who have their own, you know, philosophy, which are just basically primarily lies because they have no way of backing it up. There's no way to back up, you know, that the original beings, who are the Amen God family of beings, evolved from the races or the animals that are called apes. From that anyway. Black people evolved from the Amen God family of beings who have been here, who have always been here. They have no set birth date. They have no ending. They have no beginning and they have no ending because the Amen God family of beings have always been here. Now, tomorrow's broadcast, we will get into a little bit more. We'll go deeper into this subject of the last man standing, Amen. Because we have painted a picture. We have painted a picture as it relates to more so, you know, the last stand. And unfortunately, the last stand for many of the people is taking place today because of the divine decree that has been pronounced as it relates to those beings who have not been able to come to actualize their full potential. There's no need for particular kinds of people who serve no purpose anymore. And unfortunately, the truth may be a harsh reality for some. However, the truth is the truth, and with the last man standing Amen, making it very, very, very clear that because you don't know who you are, you are not taking steps or moving forward into the awareness of coming to know who you are and who you are a descendant from, then you are cut off from the source. And in being cut off from the source of Amen, where it is that the last man standing comes from, then there is no future. This particular broadcast will be continued tomorrow under another name, but we will be continuing this particular subject until Saturday night, where we shall have a open forum discussion of like mind. We are going to share thoughts as it relates to this timeless, timeless, timeless topic, the last man standing, Amen. And it is with much appreciation that I, Sinetra Nankure, do say thank you. It's appreciated that you have taken your time out to tune in to the Amina Rays broadcasting. Look forward to hearing my transmission so that I can continue to deliver a message in the name and in the power of Amen. We, the Amen, God family beings, we live, we breathe, we move, and we have our being. Hail, Amen.